Well, you're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is here from Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Hey, good afternoon to you, Don. Thanks for taking the time with us.
Good to be with you.
So let's talk a little bit about the weather in the Midwest. Looks like there's some rain that's going to make its way into the Northern Plains across a good part of the Corn Belt. Can you tell me when and where it starts and how much it will leave in its wake?
Well, right now it looks like the most active area is going to be in the Northwest Corn Belt. Starting today, we're going to see quite a bit of shower and thunderstorm activity over north central, northeast Kansas, eastern Nebraska, and that's going to go into central, western, and northern Iowa, where there could be some severe weather today. There's also going to be another round of shower and thunderstorm activity tomorrow in essentially the same area. Then that will shift eastward into Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, then eventually into Ohio. It does look like that northern and northwest Corn Belt could see anywhere between 1 to 3 inches of rain here over the next 4 to 5 days.
In the southern two-thirds of Illinois, two-thirds of Indiana, parts of Ohio, will they get as much rain? And it sounds like these are pretty tough rain showers, so they might be kind of a hard rain instead of a soft, gentle thing.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. There's going to be some heavy rain. Now, those areas you mentioned, the southern areas of the Corn Belt, are not going to receive as much. I would say probably about more in the half inch to an inch range. And as you noted, these are going to be some heavy thunderstorms, so there could be some pretty heavy rainfall with some of these.
So this is round one. Do we see another set next week?
Well, we see a little bit of a break in the weather, and then we see towards the middle of next week another round of activity coming. We're slowly but surely seeing that transition out of a latter half of spring now. And so we're going to still have some ups and downs, but the ups may be a little bit more than the downs here in the next week or two. I do see a pattern, though, that for a good 4 to 5 days does look drier in the Midwest and Corn Belt early to mid next week. But in the short term, it is going to be wet in those central, northern, and northwest areas.
So we have had some pretty strong winds. Most of the time we're thinking, maybe we don't want those, but we do like to have things dry out, especially because soils have been cold and wet. Winds would be helpful. Will they be still around next week?
They're going to come and go. I don't think we're going to see it as windy as it's been. The systems that are coming on through are going to be a little bit more intense further west, and by the time they get here, they'll lose a little bit of their wind. I think the trend that a lot of folks would like to see is some improvement, both with temperatures and both with soil moisture temperatures and conditions. And slowly but surely, we're going to get there. It's just going to be a slow, tedious process.
Hey, Don, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That, of course, is Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. That wraps up this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on the farm in Elkhart, Logan County. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.